All this week, news and notes for Rai Chidea has been driving cross-country with her sister, Sakai. She finally made it to her destination, Atlanta, Georgia. We'll talk with her in just a moment, but yesterday, Farai made one final stop in Alabama to visit an historic site.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Pigeot, President and CEO of the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute. I'm originally from New Orleans, Louisiana. I remember riding behind the screen on buses that said, "For colored patrons only," and had the unique experience of being one of the first African Americans hired by the New Orleans Public Service to drive one of those buses. And now we'll move up to the galleries. The orientation screen is a part of the gallery. On the screen, you'll see a film that gives you background information on the city of Birmingham. And as this screen goes up, you see two fountains. One is really a water cooler, where whites were able to drink from these fountains where the water was cool or cold. And very closely related to these fountains, you'll find another fountain. On occasions, these fountains had rusted and they had colored on these fountains, either above them or on them. And those were for African Americans. And at the time, we were called colored. That was one of the many names we've had in this country. We are now entering the Barriers Gallery, and it's called Barriers because actually there were many barriers for African Americans. And we're going to just quickly walk through the gallery. Earlier, you heard me talk about my experience sitting behind those screens in the buses and actually driving the bus. Well, we have a mock-up of one of those buses here in the Barriers Gallery. We also have a fountain that you would typically find in a five and dime store where people could go and dine. In most of these stores, there was a nice, well-decorated location for whites to eat, and African Americans were denied food and beverage in these locations and were restricted to out-of-the-way, hard-to-find dining areas. We're still in the Barriers Gallery, and one of the things that I'd like to point out in the gallery are the exhibitions that depict the segregated school systems, where in the white configuration you find nice tables and chairs. The depiction of the African-American classroom, you see old wooden chairs that are uncomfortable and old textbooks. We're now in the processional gallery, and adjacent to this particular gallery, we have the Milestones Gallery, where there are pedestals that reflect some of the positive things that have happened in the African-American community in Birmingham, Alabama. And I'll tell you that one of the things that has happened is the creation of the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute. And the institute reflects many of the human rights tragedies from around the world. We do this because we want to keep these stories alive. We don't want these horrible things to continue to happen. Farai, I've really enjoyed this interview. I'm so glad that you thought about visiting the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute. And in closing, I'll let you know that we have teachers who come from around the world to learn about the civil rights movement here in Birmingham, Alabama. And they go back to their respective school districts and include segments of the movement in their lesson plans for American history. Again, thanks for the interview. I look forward to seeing you in the future.
Lawrence Pigeot is president and CEO of the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute in Birmingham, Alabama.